Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of December 5th through the 13th. Our week ahead, the main things that are standing out are that we have Mercury finally exiting Scorpio after a couple months there due to its retrograde, and it is heading into Sagittarius, which is a completely different vibe. You know, Scorpio is all about going as deep as you possibly can and getting into the really heavy, intense, profound things, where Sagittarius is going to be more about adventure and our beliefs and those kind of, I'll talk about it here in a minute. So it's a really different shift with that energy. The other main thing that is happening is that we have a full moon in Gemini, which rules our communication, information, sales, etc. So we do have something coming to a climax there. And I will talk about how this breaks down for each sign as we get further into this show. So interspersed between all of that, I did think there was enough personal planetary energy that is quite active in our week ahead that I might, just kind of touch on what that's going to be about for each sign. And so that's really where I'm going to start. I'm going to go back and forth between the personal stuff and these shifts in energy or full moon, climaxes. Okay, so in general for everybody, Saturday night into Sunday between the 7th and the 8th, we have probably, I'm thinking, the most challenging of the energies, which is the Sun squaring Neptune. Now, on the one hand, the Sun squaring Neptune is pushing at that Neptunian energy, so it can be, you know, something that kicks off the muse and inspires artists and we work harder, right? Or it can be something about the romance and you're just going for something big here and so you're putting in more energy. Or it can be something with your spiritual practices or the institutions you're dealing with or research or investigations and digging into information. That can be, you know, feel part of what's being pushed forward and just requiring a lot more effort or energy and very active. On the challenging side, the square can feel foggy or sad or nostalgic, or there can be this desire for escapism, you know, through drugs or alcohol, which you definitely would want to avoid Saturday night and Sunday, because that square with the Sun would mean you would be more likely to have an issue, get pulled over, have an accident, those kind of things. But that desire would be stronger Saturday night into Sunday. If there is a secret or a deception or an addiction, those things can be brought to the surface between Saturday night and Sunday. On the positive side, if you've been trying to get messages from beyond the veil, if you've had someone cross over, if you're really looking to understand your dreams more, this can definitely amplify that territory as well. And so heads up, Saturday night into Sunday, definitely kind of, a little foggy. And as far as like world stage stuff, you know, challenges could come in through travel, foreign, educational, media, marketing, legal, political, religious, or ceremonial realms around that kind of hidden, secretive, foggy, weird energy. Okay, so we're going to get through this pretty quickly. And then we're going to move into, the other stuff that's going on in our week. So the other personal planetary influence is coming from Venus in our week ahead. And so, you know, this is obviously, you know, most of you guys listening know Venus rules true love and lovers. It rules personal income and it rules beauty and women. And so this is playing out in Capricorn in our week ahead. And so this can be about goals that you have or what's happening on the career front. Perhaps you'll be more focused on making money, you know, to impress some higher up, or maybe there's something about love with that higher up type of personal side, the parent or the director, or I don't know, whoever that other authority figure might be. But you're really looking to see this play out with either personal goals you're striving for love or income or beauty, or for career momentum or higher up authority type figures. And so you're going to have activity here 3 days. So definitely a more active week than the norm. So Sunday the 8th, we have an opportunity alignment here. playing out with that love or income or beauty interest and the goals you've set or your career momentum or these authority figures and what's going on behind the scenes through that realm of artistry and your artistic projects or pursuits. Maybe you're going out to the movies, maybe you're making a film, whatever it is you're into artistically. Or this can just be about romantic getaways or romantic interludes, or it can be about the prayer, the meditation, the yoga, or what's happening in the mundane side with research or those institutions. By Tuesday night into Wednesday, we have Venus coming and sitting on the same degree with Saturn there. So again, we're kind of repeating that focus on love, income, beauty, or women and what's going on with those goals, career matters, or authority figures. The thing about, I'm sorry, my dog is like crawling on me the minute I get like amped up. The thing about, you know, Venus with Saturn is that it's tends to be a serious moment. And it also, you know, as they're coming together, they're really ending the last cycle around and they're starting a new cycle together. So it can be about fresh starts built on, you know, you're ready to close down and move into this next chapter here. And so you really want to look at, okay, what can I consolidate? What can I limit? What can I commit to? Where are my ambitions here? What's going on with, you know, the goals again? Where am I set with the timing in this situation? Time to really get serious and start fresh here Tuesday night into Wednesday. Sometimes it can be a limiting factor if the end of the cycle is about ending something, you know, in that scenario for real, you know, then you can also see that climaxing Tuesday night into Wednesday if there's a no or an ending involved here. And then by Friday the 13th, which is at the end of our week ahead, Venus will also come and sit on the same degree with Pluto, again in Capricorn. So same themes, but now it's bringing in topics of sex and intimacy, jealousy or obsession on the flip side of that, divorce, death, birth, or anything in the big financial realm. So, you know, if you're trying to get together and figure something out with your goal involving a woman or your own income or what's going on with a love interest and the shared assets or the loan or the taxes or the insurance or the investments or any of those kind of things. So it could have that financial connotation to it as well. So Venus, very active, definitely a week for true love or income or beauty. These are pretty decent aspects, guys. So you want to kind of jump into that momentum. All right, so then the big thing, well, the second big thing is Mercury exiting Scorpio, you know. So since October and all of October and November, and now, you know, here we are up to the 9th of December, and we're finally getting to say goodbye to Mercury in Scorpio. So this has been a very deep, intense period for a lot of people, a lot of changes going on, a lot of purging of certain things, some things coming to light about third parties or triangles and where you stand in situations. There has been, again, a lot of focus on that financial or intimate side of life and what's happening with that. So we're finally moving out of that with Mercury, and it's heading into Sagittarius on Monday the 9th at 4:42 a.m. Eastern for you guys that want to put it on your calendar. And it's going to now be in Sagittarius from the 9th of December up through the 28th. And so this is definitely like a new trend, right? We're going to get to open up the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the short trips, the decisions that are focused on Sagittarian themes. So this can be about our travel plans or situations we're planning at a distance. It can be about our media ventures, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, anything in that realm, publicity. It can be about education. We can be getting into talks or making decisions about going back to school or getting some training or starting to teach what we know. It can also be news or decisions about legal situations, so you're ready to incorporate or sign the mortgage or the lease or whatever, you know, and get the legal stuff moving forward. It can also be about weddings or other ceremonies. There could be proposals. There could be the I do's going down the aisle, right? And it's also a lot of news, oh Lord help us, about politics and religion, just what we need over the holidays, right? But there's going to be a lot coming out in this realm during December from the 9th through the 28th. Now, usually when I'm talking about Mercury, because it's so important for all of us, I give you guys the dates, the rundown of all the different dates that are going to be the key dates to mark on your calendar when this is going to be epic, right? And it's so interesting because it's there for all of those days, and there's only one day that it's applying to another planet, which is the 19th. So I would suggest that we're going to have some big news or decision coming around the 19th. Now, this one is a challenging one, or I should say a frictional one. So it's either going to push us, you know, whatever we hear or decide or whatever is going on with this talk or meeting or sale or writing or interview or offer or decision, you know, focused on these Sag themes. We're going to be coming up against that fog of Neptune, right, on the 19th. So, you know, again, just could get you busier with the artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research realm, but could also stir up issues with secrets and deceptions, addictions, boundary issues, water issues, chemical issues, you know, hidden enemies, hidden situations, and that kind of thing. So you really want to kind of feel as you're getting up close to the 19th, where am I in this situation? And you know, do I trust this or do I not? You know, figure out if it's falling on the light or the challenging side of this for you guys. All right, and then finally in our week ahead, we have this full moon in Gemini. Now, this is building, obviously, on Wednesday the 11th, peaking on the 12th, on the East Coast at 12:12 a.m. So really, you know, 12 minutes into the day, right? On the West Coast, it's peaking at 9:12 p.m. on Wednesday. So Thursday for the East Coast, really early Wednesday for the West Coast. And I do think most people will definitely experience it in the buildup on Wednesday evening, but can still be very powerful on Thursday. So, you know, when we're talking about Gemini, this is about our mental state, you know. So something is climaxing here, something that, you know, this can be full moons are bringing something to a climax. That can be something really wonderful that you're celebrating and achieving and having breakthroughs. If you're stuck in something really terrible, it can be, you know, endings or you know, final no's or, you know, wrapping something up. And maybe that's even something good. Maybe you've been waiting to wrap up this project and it's finally done, you know. So it is climactic moments like that. And this can be something going on in your community with your neighbor, your neighborhood, what you're doing locally. It can be about something involving a short trip to a nearby place. It can involve your vehicles, your electronics, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors. And then in the communication realm, I mean, it's all those talks, meetings, interviews, auditions, the writing, the sales, you know, merchants ruled by Gemini. So sales, something peaking, climactic here with your sales, can be about an offer or a proposal coming through, can be about that final decision happening, whether that's yours or somebody else's, right? And so we're kind of building to that as we head into our week and then see this big climax Wednesday evening or on Thursday early in the day, I would assume. And just a heads up, you know, this full moon is kind of surrounded by a lot of adjustments in Capricorn. And so we have Venus and we have this moon adjusting to Venus, adjusting to Saturn and adjusting to Pluto, all in Capricorn. So there may be, you know, some give and take or some working around or some, you know, kind of finessing here going on with what's happening with that life goal or that career need or that authority figure. And the love, the income, the beauty, the commitments, the endings, the responsibilities, the higher up people, and anything in that Plutonic arena, the financial, sexual, third-party scenarios. So whatever is hitting an apex here at this point, expect some kind of like, oh, my gosh, I got to do this, or I got to ask for this, or they're asking me for something extra. You know, be flexible, I suppose, would be the best way to head into that. So when we're kind of looking at the signs for Aries, you want to pay attention to Saturday night into Sunday. Do not drink and drive. Do not imbibe in anything that would put you out of control in a situation, because we do have a very foggy, weird energy playing out in a physical realm for Aries. There may be something at a distance that is happening here that's drawing you in. Or if you did do that, you could find yourself face-to-face in a legal situation. So you definitely want to be very careful Saturday night, especially the 7th into Sunday the 8th. Now, for the good news, we have a lot of Venus energy active in the week ahead for Aries. This is going to help you focus on what's going on with your goals and your career and your status and these higher up people. And you're going to be really focused on Venus there. So it's about the income, or it's about the love interest, or it's about beauty playing out there. Sunday the 8th, there's an opportunity here for you to open something up artistically, spiritually, romantically, or through institutions or research. Tuesday night into Wednesday, there is something serious kind of giving you a fresh start here. You can make a commitment. You can end something that you're done with. You can really get ambitious about something in the territory there. And then Friday the 13th, there is a potential to go deeper, make some changes, empower yourself, focus on the financial or sexual or third party situations, and see where that takes you. Now, as far as Mercury heading into Sagittarius on Monday the 9th in the early hours of the morning, for Aries, this is definitely going to open up a period where you can get into more talks or meetings or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions that are about travel or situations at a distance or legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, other ceremonial, religious or political interests. And this is going to be in play until the 28th of the month. Now, Aries, you do want to guard against the 19th, when you might make a choice that otherwise you might not make. So let's say you fly someplace, and then on the 19th you run into somebody and you're all like, hey, let's get together. And then later on you're like, oh my gosh, what did I do that for? Those kind of things, right? So you want to watch what you're saying. You want to watch what you hear. Don't repeat it until you clarify, or, you know, not even clarify it, just make sure it's the actual truth, which you're not going to find out on the 19th. And be careful the choices, you know, the things you're getting into on those days. If you're feeling sad on the 19th, it's part of the process of moving through this territory, and just, you know, try to do your best to get through that day. It'll lift quite quickly after that. And when it comes to this full moon, Wednesday night the 11th and into Thursday the 12th, for Aries, there is big news coming, or an offer, or there's something you're deciding, or there's something going on with an important talk or meeting, or if you are interviewing or audition, could be a really stellar period. Could be about your sales. There could be a big breakthrough with your sales, or you could be ending something in any of these areas as well, obviously. It could also be there's something going on, Aries, with a brother or sister or neighbor, or a move, or with your vehicles or electronics. So again, you might be, you know, celebrating that something is happening here finally and you're getting what you want, or you could be wrapping something up you've been involved in or marking an ending. And as far as all the adjustments associated with this full moon, there's some give and take as you're reaching this climactic moment when it comes to your goals or the career or that boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher, director, or other authority figure in the mix. So be flexible with that. All right, for Taurus, the strange energy is Saturday the 7th in the evening, I believe. I mean, you guys could pick up on it earlier, I suppose, but it looks more potent in the evening on Saturday the 7th into Sunday the 8th. So, Taurus, you want to be careful when it comes to your involvement in financial or sexual or divorce or life and death scenarios or third-party situations. There's something foggy here going on with a friend or an associate or a group that you're a part of or something online that could really cause you problems. So, you know, on the positive side, if you're trying to stay in the light with this and really work hard to figure something out or work through something, you can, but there's just something, you know, foggy here. So heads up with that, then you're going to have a lot of focus on Venus in this week ahead, which for Taurus, this is really good because this is your ruler and it's about love and income and beauty. And these things seem to be really working well for you in the week ahead. And so the focus for Taurus with love or income or beauty is to do something about this through media or marketing or publishing or broadcasting or higher education, whether you're teaching something about this or you're learning something about this or getting training in something here. It could be about legal matters. It can be about travel plans. It can be about weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. So there's a lot in those areas that could draw love or income or beauty to you. Sunday the 8th, there's an opportunity here with the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering. So the door opens back up there. Tuesday night into Wednesday, there is the potential to cement something or to start fresh in a serious way that shows your ambitions and really structure something or you know, make get real about what you want here and do something about it. By Friday the 13th, there's a potential to go deeper or to focus on the financial or the sexual or the third party interest in that story and move that forward. So a lot there for you guys to kind of get into. And then Monday the 9th, we have Mercury exiting your relationship zone where it's been for the last 2 months and moving into your eighth house of power and sex and reproduction and divorce and death and birth and all the financial interests like loans, inheritance, taxes, bankruptcy, insurance, investments, settlements, your partner's money, anything in that big financial realm. I'm sure there's a million things there you could think of, right? So from the 9th through the 28th, you guys are going to be getting into more talks or meetings about those financial or sexual or third-party scenarios, or you're going to be focusing sales here, or your offers are coming in here, or you're making choices here. Maybe there's more short trips involved with these themes. And then you do have that heads up that on the 19th, there is a challenge. There is something very karmic or foggy or deceptive or secretive or addictive or sad, you know, that's going to play upon that in some way. So you know, if you don't get caught up in the stress or the challenge of that, then it could be that you're just working a lot harder to do something involving an institution or the research or the romance or the artistic side of what's happening here. And it's just more of a challenge, you know, pushing through on that day. Now, as far as the full moon on Wednesday night, the 11th, and then that's when it's peaking for most people, and then also is in play on Thursday, the 12th. For Taurus, this is bringing a big climactic moment with your income or your possessions, your purchases or your products. Could involve gifts, could involve things you're building, could involve your values or being valued. So we have a big climactic moment here. You could be celebrating something, achieving something, wrapping up a situation you've been involved in. You could be walking away and ending something if you're sick of what you're doing to make money or something like that, right? And there are adjustments for everybody with this. So for Taurus, you're going to have to kind of do the give and take or be flexible as this thing is culminating when it comes to either travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political situations in the mix. So something's coming at you there, and you're going to have to kind of like, you know, work around it or be flexible in trying to figure it out. All right, for Gemini, first of all, the challenging evening, Saturday night, the 7th, probably the most of it, but some of it could hang over into the early part of Sunday the 8th. And so Gemini, you know, it's like you showing up here, something going on with your involvement with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, or some other key individual, and something happening here that's off with a goal or the career or an authority figure in the mix that you're dealing with. So there's either some confusion and fog here, or there's something sad or weepy or deceptive or addictive or hidden in some way. So, you know, this should go by quickly, but it is definitely going to be felt on Saturday night into Sunday. If it's you guys pushing for something, you might just be working a lot harder to try to reach a goal with this key person or to deal with this authority figure or career matter. But again, a little foggy and weird. Now, with Venus being very active in this week ahead, Gemini, for you guys, we have a lot of focus here on the bigger financial topics, your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your settlements, your alimony, child support, your partner's money, or any other big financial topic. As well as, equally, it is also going to be focused on your sex life, your intimacy, your reproductive needs, divorce, death, birth, third-party scenarios. So you're looking for Venus in those areas. You're looking to focus on love or lovers there, or income possibilities, or what's going on with beauty in your world, right? And this is a pretty positive influence coming into those realms to smooth things out or bring joy and pleasure or make it more, you know, easier to attract what you want there. So Sunday the 8th, this is in play, and it's linked very opportunely to personal goals or career needs or fame or status or those higher-up people that are involved. Tuesday night into Wednesday, it is serious. We can make commitments. We can really get ambitious. We can tackle responsibilities. We can set limits and that kind of thing. And Friday the 13th, it's involved with going deeper, making changes, purging things, getting closer, and seeing where this goes. All right, so then with Mercury heading into Sagittarius. For Gemini, this starts on Monday the 9th early in the morning, and it's going to be here until the 28th of the month. And for you guys, it's all about relationships. So, you know, here we have Mercury showing up to start opening up talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions, as well as a lot more short trips or local activities, all focused here on romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, all those one-on-one relationships. So this can be really good if you're single. This can help you get out there locally or on those short trips and meet somebody. If you're with somebody, it'll open up your ideas and decisions and proposals and communications and sales, you know. So you can focus it in the professional realm of relationships or personal or both. Just heads up that on the 19th, we have that square to Neptune, which can be sad or foggy or deceptive or addictive or just downright weird. or it can be that at this point, you know, you're just pushing harder for something. Once again, it's going to really mimic, the 19th is going to mimic what happens on the 7th and 8th with the Sun squaring Neptune there. So you can kind of get a clue, you know, on this week and coming up, what this is going to be on the 19th. You're going to hear information or make decisions about it by the 19th. And when it comes to this full moon, well, it's in your sign, Gemini, pretty big deal, right? So something really big is culminating with you, for you, through you, about you, Wednesday the 11th, as it's kind of coming to a peak. It will be there in play on Thursday the 12th as well, because it's, you know, so late at night or early in the morning, depending on which coast. So Gemini, you know, you can be celebrated, you could be the center of attention, you could be focusing on yourself, you could be seeing something big culminating with your body. If you've been trying to get lean and mean and lose weight, you can celebrate achieving something. Or if you've been sick, you can be getting over that. Or if you've been trying to get a diagnosis on something with your body, you can hear about that. Or maybe it's about your name, your title, your identity, and something is culminating here. You're either ending something, wrapping something up, or you're achieving and celebrating. Could be about your brand, if you have a brand. Could be about your image, you know, and how you're kind of putting yourself out there and something big climaxing there. Also could be about how you're, you know, showing up in the world and getting what you're getting involved with. You could be done with something you've been involved with and deciding that. Or you could be, you know, achieving something that you've been showing up for. And finally, Gemini, could be some kind of personal goal that you've been striving for, some personal need or desire. And again, seeing something climactic happening with that Wednesday night into Thursday. Now,
there is an adjustment here for everybody. And for Gemini, it's with your sex life or interests, or it's with your financial scenario, or it's with third-party situations. So there's going to be some need to be flexible, give and take, work around, juggle, something going on there. And so there you have it. All right, for Cancer, the strange, weird energy Saturday night into Sunday. You know, Cancer, you're there, you're showing up, you're involved with either a work or a health or an animal situation, or maybe it's about paperwork or something you're doing with coworkers or hired help. Maybe it's cleaning or organizing. You know, it's very sixth house for you guys. But there's something foggy, weird, off here going on with the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political theme in the mix. And so you just want to kind of feel that out. You know, maybe there's somebody at a distance that you're communicating with or not communicating with, or maybe there's something about a belief system that you're figuring out here, or, you know, any of those topics I just mentioned, there's something to figure out, but, you know, you're not going to get a lot of clarity on that night. There might be some sadness or some weirdness, or you're just pushing a lot harder to try to figure out where you're going with this. By Sunday, you know, it starts into this Venus energy, which is going to align with that in a much better way. So when we're talking about Venus in this week ahead for Cancer, you know, you're really going to be in a very splendid position with this because it's playing out through your relationships, Cancer. So, you know, when it comes to your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, even your advocates, you're looking for Venus to be showing up there. So it's either about true love and lovers in these relationships, or it's about your income potential, or it's about beauty and how that's playing out with these people. And this energy looks pretty good in the week ahead. On Sunday, it will form this opportunity alignment to that travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, other ceremonial or religious or political themes in the mix. So the door is open there with this person when it comes to love or income or beauty. By Tuesday night into Wednesday, there's a potential to get serious here. Is it time to make a long-term commitment? Is it time to end something? Is it time to structure certain support systems? Is it time to get ambitious, tackle responsibilities here when it comes to love or income or beauty with these key individuals? And by Friday the 13th, you have the potential to go deeper, to transform something, to make changes, to have profound breakthroughs, to find intimacy or focus on the financial side of things or involve third parties here in ways that give you a fresh start in some way. Now, with Mercury heading into Sagittarius on Monday the 9th early in the morning for Cancer, this is going to kind of propel you into more talks and meetings, writing, sales, interviews, offers, local activities, short trips, and decisions that are about your work or about your coworkers or hired help or paperwork, or can focus on your health or your animals. And so this really opens this up for you guys and gets some momentum going there up through the 28th. Heads up that in the middle of this, on the 19th, we have that wonky, foggy energy in the frictional square again with Neptune. So whatever is kind of coming up for you this Saturday, Sunday, with that square from the sun, you're going to kind of be making decisions or hearing final news or, you know, talking and meeting and figuring out where this goes by the 19th. And so you kind of, you know, don't make final choices on the 19th, but do listen and see where this is going. All right, and as far as the full moon for Cancer, on Wednesday the 11th, as we're building into the climactic peak and then it hanging over through Thursday the 12th, still could be in that climax for some people. Cancer, it's focused on big things that are happening behind the scenes. You could be seeing some culmination with art, film, music, painting, poetry, concerts, theaters, anything artistic. There could be something big going on with a romantic situation. There could be something going on with your spiritual practices, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga. It could be something in the magic or psychic realm. It could be something coming through a dream or the veil between worlds and some kind of sign that you get. It could be about a hospital, a spa, a university, or other institution. It could be about What else? Your research, your investigations, you're digging through information. You could have a big secret coming up. You could have a deception being revealed. You could have an addiction and needing to focus on that or a bad habit. Or there could be boundary issues, water issues, chemical issues, okay? So there's a lot to choose from here. I'm sure a few of those you know that you're involved in some of these areas, right? And so you're going to see something either wrapping up, coming through, ending, celebrated, achieved in those areas by Wednesday night or into Thursday. And for everybody, there's an adjustment. There's some give and take or some work around here. And for Cancer, it involves that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, or advocate as part of that big climactic moment. All right, for Leo, the wonky energy, the fog, the sadness, the strangeness that may play out for some of us, it's happening Saturday night, the 7th into Sunday, the 8th, mostly in the buildup on Saturday night, some of it hanging over as you wake up on Sunday. And for Leo, you know, you're showing up here and involved with a creative venture or a lover, the kids, or a recreational pursuit, and the wonkiness is playing out over the financial side of things or sexual intimacy or reproduction or death or birth or divorce or triangles and jealousy, obsession, and those kind of things. So, Leo, stay away from this drama, okay? Seriously, I'm not kidding. Just back the heck right out of this Saturday night, Sunday thing. You'll be so happy if you do. And if you don't, just plan on, having to deal with something here. And it will go by quickly, but we'll come back when Mercury comes to it on the 19th, you know. So there is some kind of challenge here with this. Then we get into the Venus energy, and the Venus energy is so much better. So, Leo, you know, Venus is going to be playing out with your work situation, coworkers, hired help, your job, your paperwork, your organizing or cleaning, as well as any health scenarios or what's going on with your animals. So in those areas, you're looking for love, or you're looking for income opportunities, or you're looking for situations focused on beauty playing out there, right? And it's really there to kind of attract what you need in those scenarios or smooth out issues. Sunday the 8th, it forms an opportunity to that sexual, financial, third-party situation. Tuesday evening into Wednesday morning, there is the potential to get serious here. You can make some commitments. You can structure some support. You can end something that you're over with. You can get ambitious, reach out to higher up people. And by Friday the 13th, it really draws in with some kind of fresh start here into these territories, the sexual intimacy or the bigger financial scenarios or those third parties to kind of kick things forward. Now, with Mercury heading into Sagittarius, this is a great space for Leo because this is your area of true love and lovers, kids, creative projects, and recreation. So starting Monday morning the 9th all the way until the 28th, you're going to be able to get into more talks or meet people or focus on sales or writing or interviews or auditions that can focus on those topics for you. It can bring offers and proposals and decisions as well. It can also bring more short trips and local activities about love or kids or creativity or fun. So really good trend for you guys, although there is that foggy, wonky, weird, strange, weepy energy on the 19th that will bring news or decisions about that. And again, involving kind of, you know, sad emotions or strange situations or, you know, something that, you know, you just work your way through it, I guess. With the full moon on Wednesday the 11th, as it's building up and peaking late that night for the West Coast, and then right after, you know, the day starts in the early morning on the East Coast on Thursday, for Leo, this is a big climactic moment for you socially. So there can be something big going on with a friend or associate, the group that you're involved with, your online interests, a party, event, or gathering, astrology or charities if you're involved in those. Also for Leo, this could be about an original project or invention or your own personal aspirations. So big moments Wednesday night into Thursday, big celebrations, achievements, or wrapping up projects or ending a situation. And there are adjustments here for everybody. For Leo, the adjustment with this big climax has to do with the give and take going on with your work, your health, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, or your hired help. So there's something to kind of juggle there or work around. All right, for Virgo. Virgo, the wonky energy Saturday night, the 7th into Sunday morning, the 8th. You're showing up, you're involved at home or with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, the parent, the roommates, and there's this kind of odd, strange, foggy, weird energy around the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the advocate, or some other key relationship in the mix. So, you know, maybe it's hard to pinpoint what's going on here, or they've retreated, or there's something you're trying to really push harder to achieve here romantically, artistically, spiritually, institutionally, or through research with them. But whatever this is, it's not quite clear. Could be a little sad and strange, could just be a little draining, and then you'll move out of that. And by the time we get into Sunday now, when Venus starts to take over, Venus is going to be active in this week ahead. So for Virgo, this is really focusing in your territory of true love and lovers, children, recreation, and creative projects. This is wonderful, right? Because Venus is going to help you enjoy those areas. She's going to focus on love straight up. So it could be love with the lover or love playing out on the creative field or recreationally or with the kids. Also, Venus rules income. There could be income flow here with your creative projects or recreational pursuits. There could also be Venus themes of beauty playing out in these areas. So this is active Sunday the 8th when it opens and connects to that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate. By Tuesday evening into Wednesday, you can get serious here with this lover, the kids, the creative project, the recreational pursuit. You can cement something, make a commitment in something you're done with, structure something, get ambitious, deal with higher-ups if you need to, right? And by Friday the 13th, you can go deeper, you can transform things, or you can focus on the bigger financial prospects or the sexual intimacy or any third-party scenarios you're working through. Now, with Mercury heading into Sagittarius on Monday the 9th in the morning, for Virgo, again, we're back here to focus on your home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates, also history, ancestry, right? The root of your chart. So Mercury is showing up to get you into talks and meetings about it, to bring news or offers your way, to help you with sales or writing or interviews or auditions focused in these areas. To bring siblings or neighbors or short trips or local activities or vehicles or electronics into the story. And this is playing out from Monday the 9th through the 28th of December. Looks really good, lots of momentum, but you will have the strange day on the 19th when there will be something going on once again with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, or advocate, and that fog or weebiness or strangeness. So just be prepared for that. Now, with the full moon for Virgo, this is peaking Wednesday the 11th in the evening or Thursday morning or both. And it is bringing some kind of climax on the career front or with your reputation or fame or notoriety or with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a producer, or some other higher-up person. Or it could be about a personal goal that you've been striving for. So we're really seeing breakthroughs and achievements and celebration and recognition, or we're seeing you wrap up something in these areas or end something if you're done. So really big moment kind of out in the spotlight for Virgo there. And there are adjustments for every sign here involved with this full moon. And for Virgo, it means as this is climaxing, there is some work around or give and take or juggle here that's going on with the lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational interests in the story. All right, for Libra. Libra, the funky, wonky, strange, sad, weepy, or weird energy Saturday night into Sunday between the 7th and 8th, or the energy that's just pushing you harder and you're having to really put in more to achieve something. It's showing you guys you're out there locally doing something or on a short trip, or you're writing, you're in interviews, you're focused on sales, talks, meetings, offers, proposals, pitching ideas, possibly with siblings or neighbors or focused on vehicles or electronics, okay? And then there's something that's like in this wonky, strange energy that is about health, work, pets, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So you might have to, you know, be dealing with something that's hard to reach or hard to define, or you're pushing harder to achieve something in that realm, you know. So it'll go by fairly quickly, but it's a little off and weird. So just, you know, feel yourself your way through that on that evening into the morning. By Sunday, when Venus comes into play, you're going to start to get into this really wonderful energy with her. And this is for Libra going to be playing out in or about your home, your family, your real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates, history, ancestry, or your focus on personal security. You know, how secure are you feeling? What do you need to do about it? Or your emotional needs, okay? And so you're looking for Venus here. She's going to bring love into the equation in those areas, or she's going to bring income potential, or she's going to bring beauty on board, right? So Sunday the 8th, this opens up and forms this wonderful alignment to your work, your health, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. So something's coming into, you know, view, and the door is open. By Tuesday evening into Wednesday morning, you can get serious about something here. You can cement something. You can make commitments, finalize something, end something if you're done with it, get ambitious, you know, reach those higher-ups about it. By Friday the 13th, you guys can go deeper. You can purge some things there if you want to. You can make changes. You can set the stage at home for some sexual intimacy, or you can focus on the financial things that you need to do about your move or your real estate deal or renovation or home needs or family scenario. So this is all really kind of giving you fresh start energy on Friday the 13th. Now, Libra, as far as Mercury heading into Sagittarius, this is your communication, information, and sales realm. So first time this year, you guys are really getting this big push into getting into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, and decisions that are about that. Right? I mean, it's just amplifying it straight up for you guys, and can get you extremely busy between Monday the 9th through the 28th of the month. Now, heads up, on the 19th, there is that wonky, weird, strange, sad, or just pushing harder energy, and it will tie right back into whatever is happening this Saturday night into Sunday, so pay attention to that, and you'll know what this information or decision is that's coming on the 19th. Now, as far as the full moon for Libra, this is a big climax for you guys, Wednesday evening the 11th into Thursday morning the 12th, and something big that is culminating with a media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or publicity scenario, or with an educational situation, or a legal decision or interest, or something with travel plans or situations at a distance, or foreign interests, or anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or religion or politics. Big, big moment Wednesday evening into Thursday. So you guys could be celebrating, achieving, wrapping things up, seeing things finalized, ending something, having a breakthrough, you know, big moments. And for every sign, we have this adjustment. And for Libra, you know, the give and take, the work around with whatever that thing is that's going on with the home, the family, the parent, the roommate, the move, renovation, or real estate deal. So be flexible with that. All right, for Scorpio, with the kind of wonky, weird, strange, sad, or, you know, pushing harder energy, Saturday night the 7th into Sunday morning the 8th, Scorpio, you're kind of showing up about or getting involved in something involving your income, your purchases, your possessions, your products, your values, being valued, or something you're building here. And there's that kind of off energy involving the lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit. So you may have some withdrawing, retreating, isolation. You may have something sad or weird. You may have secrets or deceptions coming up, addictions. There might be something involving the romantic, artistic, spiritual side, the institution, the research. So, you know, you just have to feel your way through that. If you're pushing harder to do something with that, you're going to feel it Saturday night into Sunday. Then you move into this Venus energy, which is really positive, which starts on Sunday. And for Scorpio, you know, you guys, this is focused on your talks, your meetings, your short trips, your local activities, your writing, your sales, your interviews, your offers, your proposals, your decisions. And you're looking for Venus here. You're looking for love, or you're looking for income or beauty. Those things are showing up in those realms, right? So Sunday the 8th, there you have it, and it's linked in this opportunity alignment to the lover, the kids, the creative project, the recreational pursuit. So door is open, things are flowing. By Tuesday night into Wednesday, you can get serious. You can make a commitment. You can see something end. You can wrap something up. You can structure some support. You can get ambitious here. And by Friday the 13th, you can go deeper, purge, get profound, get sexual, focus on bigger financial interests in the mix, or triangles, third-party situations, and what you want to do for fresh starts moving forward from there. Now, with Mercury moving into Sagittarius for Scorpio on Monday the 9th, early in the morning, this moves in, and it's going to be in play until the 28th of December. These are great days for Scorpio to open up the communication and the sales, the writing, the interviews, the meetings, the interviews, the offers, the decisions, the short trips, the agreements that are about your income or your purchases or your products or your possessions. So you do want to be proactive about that. But just realize on the 19th, you're going to have a repeat of that foggy, weird energy. It's going to focus on this once again for you. So there might be something you're trying to pinpoint with the lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreation that once again, it's hard to pinpoint, it's hard to feel out, or there's something just, you know, that you're having to push harder for. So you just get through that, right? Okay, so the full moon on Wednesday evening, the 11th, into Thursday, the 12th. For Scorpio, this is playing out in your realm of loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, bankruptcy, insurance, settlements, investments, alimony, child support, your partner's money, or any other big financial realm, or it's playing out with sexual attractions and intimacy, reproduction, birth, death, divorce, or triangles. So one of those things is coming to a big climax for you guys. And I always hate to say that when it falls in somebody's house of sex, right? But there you have it, Wednesday the 11th into Thursday. And so there is some kind of celebration, achievement, breakthrough, or you're wrapping something up in one of those realms or ending something. So big moment there. And there is the adjustment that comes for everybody with this full moon. And for Scorpio, it means a talk, a meeting, the agreement, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the short trip, the local activity, the decision in the mix. So be flexible with that. All right, for Sagittarius. Sagittarius, in our week ahead, we have Saturday night into Sunday where you're showing up for yourself. You know, you're putting yourself out there, or you're focused on your own needs and interests. Maybe it's about your brand, your image, your body, or just getting out there and getting involved in something that you're interested in doing. But there's this kind of foggy, weird, strange energy playing out at home or with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. So you're going to have to kind of weigh that out and work through it. There could be something hard to pinpoint or secretive or strange, or even as far as like water issues or hidden things happening there that you're trying to figure out. Also on the other side, if you're just pushing yourself harder here, maybe you're pushing to do something at home involving romance, artistry, spirituality, institutions, or research, and it's just taking more out of you. Then we get into the Venus energy starting on Sunday. Now, Venus is great energy, and she's really focused for Sagittarius on your income, your purchases, your products, and your possessions. So Venus rules income. She also could bring love or beauty into those stories and really help you attract what you want or smooth things out or enjoy yourself more. So starting Sunday, this links positively in some kind of open arena to what's happening in the home with the real estate deals, the moves, the renovations, the family, the parents, or the roommates. By Tuesday evening into Wednesday, you can get serious and make some commitments or end something or structure it to support you or get ambitious when it comes to your income, your purchases, your products, or possessions. By Friday the 13th, Sage, you guys can go deeper, purge some things, make some changes, or involve bigger financial topics or sexual intimacy or third parties to move that income, purchase, products, or possessions forward. Now, with Mercury heading into your sign, Sag, on Monday the 9th in the morning early, This is really going to give you the days ahead up through the 28th of December to focus on talks and meetings that are about you, or sales, writing, interviews that are about you, or short trips, local activities, offers, proposals, decisions that are about you. So you really want to think about, you know, what you want to say, what you want to ask for, what you want to write, what you want to sell, sign, and decide that is about your needs, your interests, your body image, brand, name, title, or involvement in anything moving forward. Again, you'll have a wonky day with this on the 19th. It will be kind of an extension of whatever is happening here on Saturday the 7th or Sunday morning the 8th. So pay attention to that, another push or another strange weirdness to get through. And then we have the full moon on Wednesday the 11th building up in the evening, and then Thursday morning, depending on which coast you're on. But something is in a culmination with a partner, a client, a specialist, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, or advocates for you, Sagittarius. So, you know, you're having big celebrations with these people, or you're achieving something with these people, or you are wrapping something up or ending something with one of these people. And there are adjustments for everybody to make. Your adjustments in this have to do with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So maybe if you're wrapping something up with a client, you're going to have to look for a new income source, or celebrating, you know, a gift or a purchase you made for a romantic partner. It could be the other side of that, right? All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, the week starts here with this wonky, weird stuff Saturday night into Sunday morning. For Capricorn, you're kind of showing up. Either you're resting and recuperating and hiding out and retreating, or you are dealing with an institution, you're researching or investigating, you're in a romantic liaison, you're in some kind of artistic interest or spiritual practice on Saturday night, Sunday morning. And this is in that wonky energy involving a talk, a meeting, the sales, the writing, the interview, the offer, a short trip, a local activity, your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, your neighbors. So you're really going to have to feel that out. Be careful, you know, that you don't have some kind of accident with your vehicles. And definitely don't make some kind of final decision Saturday night into Sunday morning. It's a little off. You'll figure it out as you get past it. Sunday, we go into that Venus energy, which playing out with you, through you, about you, Capricorn. Really lovely. You guys show up. You can stream love or income or beauty interest. You can attract it. You can use it to your to your best outcome that you want here. Really can help you kind of move towards that by physically showing up or focusing it on your name, your brand, your image, your body, something personal to you. On Sunday the 8th, this links with those talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, local activities, short trips, in an opportunity. On Tuesday evening into Wednesday, it helps you get serious, make some commitments about what your interests are, or sign and finalize something, or end something if you're done with it, structure things to support you, get ambitious, deal with authorities in the mix. And by Friday the 13th, you can go deeper, you can purge some things, you can make some changes, you can focus on the financial, sexual, or third-party scenarios that are pertinent to you and your needs. With Mercury moving into Sagittarius, for Capricorn, this is really going to get you into a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, short trips, local activities, decisions that are playing out behind the scenes from Monday the 9th through December the 28th. So, again, you guys can focus this on a romantic interlude or a lot of romantic getaways. You can focus it on spiritual practices, artistic interests, art, film, music, painting, poetry, anything like that. You can focus it on hospital, spas, institutions of any sort. You can focus it on research and investigations. So you're really going to be hearing a lot, saying a lot, selling a lot, signing a lot, making choices in those areas from the 9th through the 28th. Now, on the 19th, there will be that wonky, strange energy coming back up. Again, you're going to hear about something or get into a talk or make a decision about that. And again, it'll probably be an extension of whatever is coming up for you this Saturday, the 7th, into Sunday, the 8th. Now, with the full moon on Wednesday, the 11th, into Thursday, the 12th, For Capricorn, you guys are reaching some big culminating point with your work or coworkers or hired help or paperwork or with your health or animals. And so you guys can be achieving something you've been working on, wrapping it up, celebrating, or you can be ending something if you're done with it, getting a finalization, having a breakthrough. It's just a big climactic moment here for you in at least one of those areas. And everybody has an adjustment to make with this full moon. So the give and take, the flexibility and for you in this is about you. So how you're showing up, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name on the dotted line, your title or your needs in this situation. Be flexible. Do some give and take with that. All right, for Aquarius. Aquarius. The wonky, strange energy that is kind of kicking this off, Saturday evening the 7th into Sunday the 8th. You're showing up here involved with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, something social, right? And there's this wonky, strange thing around the income, the purchase, the products, the possessions, what you're building, your values, being valued, something in that territory. So, you know, something a little sad or strange or secretive or hidden or hard to pinpoint in some way. So just work, feel your way through that, right? But don't, you know, solidify anything on Saturday night. As we get into Sunday and Venus takes over, you're going to start to get into some lovely energy with her. That's going to be active throughout the week ahead. So for Aquarius, this is about what's going on behind the scenes, romantically, spiritually, artistically, or with institutions or research. So you're looking for Venus there. You're looking for love to show up or for income or beauty. These are the things that are going to be playing out. So on Sunday the 8th, that's there, and it's linked in an opportune way to your income, your purchases, your products, or your possessions. By Tuesday night into Wednesday, it's helping you get serious, make some commitments, tackle responsibilities, end things you're done with, deal with higher up authority figures, structure support, or get ambitious. And by Friday the 13th, it's helping you go deeper, purge things, make changes, look at the sexual or intimate side of what you want, or the financial side, or any third party situations, and get a fresh start with that. Now, with Mercury heading into Sagittarius on Monday the 9th in the morning, for Aquarius, this is really going to get you into more talks, meetings, news coming in, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, decisions, all focused on your social life. So it's invitations and connections with friends, groups, associates, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, events, as well as getting into these talks and meetings and sales and writing, et cetera, about your own original projects or inventions or your aspirations. So this looks really wonderful, great time of the year for our Aquarians all the way through the 28th. However, you do have that strange, weird, wonky, sad, or pushing harder energy around this on the 19th, very likely bringing up information or choices based on what comes up for you this Saturday evening, the 7th, into Sunday the 8th. Now, with the full moon for Aquarius, this is peaking on Wednesday the 11th into Thursday the 12th. Something is climaxing for you guys with a lover, the kids, a creative project, or recreational pursuit. So some big celebration, achievement, breakthrough, wrapping up something or ending something in one way or the other. There is a climactic moment here for you guys. And you guys are like every other sign, there's an adjustment to make as this thing is reaching its high point. There's some give and take here with the retreat, isolation, rest and recuperation, institution, research, romantic interests, spiritual practice, or artistic theme in the story. So be flexible with one of those things there. All right, for Pisces. Pisces, we have this wonky energy Saturday the 7th into Sunday the 8th. And so either there's something strange or sad or hard to define or deceptive, or addictive, or there's something that you're pushing yourself harder to deal with or to do when it comes to romantic, artistic, spiritual, institutional, or research themes. And it's really about you guys showing up on the career front or with a personal goal or an authority figure and something going on involving you personally or physically here in this story. So you guys just want to really kind of feel your way through this. It's not clear. And probably wait to make final choices here. Don't push yourself too far over the edge here. You know, maybe it's just as easy as you have career responsibilities, but you're feeling under the weather on a physical level, you know. Or maybe you're doing something that is about your goals and career, but they've spelled your name wrong, you know, or they've left it out of something, or you're addressed in the wrong title and that kind of thing. So I don't know if it's just something totally throwing you guys off or it's just something minor, but just be aware that it's there. Definitely do not imbibe alcohol or drugs on those Saturday evening into Sunday. Would not be a good thing for Pisces. As we get into Sunday, Venus takes over. It gets a lot nicer. For Pisces, this is social. So, you know, it's with friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events. And you're having Venus here as part of the story. So it's about the love or the lover there or the income potential or beauty playing out here. So this is active Sunday the 8th when it links directly to you, Pisces, in an opportune open door kind of way, so step into that. Tuesday evening into Wednesday, it helps you get serious about something, set some limits, define something, cement something, make a commitment in something, structure things to support or get ambitious. By Friday the 13th, it helps you go deeper, dig into things, get intimate, focus on the financial side or the third parties or transform something. All right, so with Mercury heading into Sagittarius for Pisces, this starts Monday morning early on the 9th, and it's going to be there until the 28th, really going to open up way more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, and decisions about your career, your status, your fame, your personal goals, or those authority figures. So this is really wonderful momentum for you guys. Just keep in mind that the 19th brings that strange, foggy energy once again, most likely news or decisions based on whatever came up for you this Saturday, the 7th, into Sunday, the 8th. As far as the full moon climaxing, Wednesday, the 11th, into Thursday, the 12th, Pisces, this is bringing a big climactic moment for you guys with your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, the roommate, or the parent. So big celebrations, achievements, endings, wrapping things up, breakthroughs, finalizations, you know, something big emotionally peaking there for you guys. And for every sign, there's an adjustment, some give and take. And for you, it means some adaptation with a friend, a group, the associate, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering, the party, the event, or some aspiration in that mix. So be flexible with that. So that's it, guys. Quite a week ahead. I hope it's wonderful for everybody. This is Zoe Moon. You guys can find me daily if you want to stop by to ask a question or to pick up on your daily forecast over on Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next time, God willing, and at the same time. And I hope it's a good one. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.